Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
RCL Foods, die maatskappy agter die bekende handelsmerke soos Lati, die suiker, Sunbake en Yum Yum, grondboontjie botter het vandag hulle finansiële resultate gewys. Hulle wesenswins per aandeel het met meer as 30% gedaal, oorsaaklik gedryf deur strawwe buitelandse mededinging in die suikerbedryf en produksieontwrigting in hulle troeteldier kosafwering volgens hulle verslag. Hoewel die bakkeryafdeling operationele doeltreffendheid gewys het, die finale dividend van die maatskappy met 1/3 gesny. Ons gesels nou met Rob Field, finansiële hoof van RCL. Rob, goeienaand, welkom by RSG Geldsaake. Headline earnings per share down is down and the group has cut its total dividend. Looking across the business, how much of this decline was actually driven by external market headwinds?
Good evening, Rick, and to your listeners. Thanks for having me. Most of it, to be honest, because the biggest decline is sitting in our sugar business unit, and that is a function of there being an unprotected market over the last reporting period, unfortunately, and over 200,000 tons of dumped imports made their way into the market and displaced what is local manufacturing and volumes that has to then be exported onto the world markets at the depressed international prices. So it really is a pricing impact as a consequence, and that just flows through. It's the most material impact in the results.
It didn't really drive sugar prices down for the consumer. At this time last year, it was at around 56 rands for 2.5 kilograms. Now, if we just look at one dealer, more than 70 rand for 2.5 kilograms.
Yeah, the pricing, the local pricing hasn't been significantly changed. We certainly, as an industry, haven't taken a price increase for 17 months. So we're bearing cost push through our entire value chain in sugar, and that's speaking for the whole industry. And without being able to get a price increase by virtue of the imports landing in the markets, that's what's caused the pain. And that situation obviously has changed now with international prices reverting back up, not to their highs, but to high enough levels that would give us a natural hedge for a while.
There's an adjustment in August of this year to the dollar-based reference price. Will that be significant in leveling the playing field for local producers going forward?
Certainly going to help. It's not the value or the level at which the industry made the application to ITAC, but it will give a little bit of headroom for at least the inflationary cost pressure that the industry has felt to be recovered. So it'll go some way toward creating a buffer.
So the pet food section suffered nationwide product recalls. What is the overall financial impact of this, and what progress is being made on the recovery plan?
Yeah, so the recall obviously dates all the way back to March, unfortunately, and so right in the middle of this second half of our financial year. And so we were and have continued to be in a situation where we are undersupplying the demand that's out there for our products. So it's a very unfortunate situation. It's been stop-start in the plant to assure ourselves of the standards that we hold ourselves to in terms of food safety. And so it's a very slow process getting back onto our feet. We are producing at the moment, but there's a big pipeline to fill. And for us to do a job of restoring, you know, customer and shoppers' trust in our brands. When we put the products back on shelf, they sell out them immediately. So that's a good sign in terms of an indication of the brand equity across our portfolio. But it has been a material impact in the second half of the year.
Some good news in the baking portfolio. What's your outlook for the year ahead across that? And where do you see the primary growth drivers?
Yeah, the baking space is a very tough space. It's a highly competitive market, and we're trying to find space where we can innovate, and we've done that successfully in both bread and frozen convenience. So that's a real focus for us. What we have as an initiative across the whole business, but it played out well in the specifically in the baking business unit, was what we call continuous improvement. So a range of projects that just drive efficiencies across the business, and that helped to support the profitability of that unit quite significantly in the period.
Dankie Rob, dit was Rob Field, finansiële hoof van RCL Foods.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.